on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we follow and we abide by the injunctions of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We live our lives in conformity. Every aspect of our lives ought to be in conformity to the to what has been made permissible by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we abide by that, and that we totally refrain from and leave out all those things which have been made prohibited by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, commentators also explain that the other aspect with regards to fulfillment of pledges and contracts is the contracts and pledges that we have in place amongst ourselves, between fellow human beings. The pledges or the contracts, for example, the marriage contracts between husband and wife, the contract of, between business partners, etc. Contracts of this nature, pledges of this nature, also is from the demands of the iman of a person, that a person fulfills these to the best of his ability, best of his ability, his or her ability, that a person does not fall short, a person does not shirk in his responsibility when it comes to the fulfillment of these contracts and these pledges between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as between the fellow human beings. One ayat that is famously heard from Surah Maida is Al-Yawma akmaltu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam adina. This ayat was revealed on the occasion of the farewell Hajj, the last Hajj of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this day have I perfected for you your deen, your religion, have completed my bounty upon you, and I have chosen and selected for you Islam as your deen and as your religion. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions that after the revelation of this ayat, no other ayat were revealed which contained injunctions of permissibility and prohibition. Whichever ayat were revealed after this were more ayat pertaining to advices and warnings, etc. When this ayat was revealed, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu began weeping profusely, began weeping a lot, because he realized that the mission and the purpose of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming to this dunya was now coming to a close, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by understanding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying through this verse, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu realized and understood that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would soon be making parda from this world, and he would be leaving this mortal world and going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was in a matter of 80 odd days that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after this passed away and made parda from this world. Another aspect that is discussed in Surah Maida is with regards to the halal animals, procedures and masail, meaning hunting birds, hunting dogs and hunting animals, etc. Another very important and pertinent discussion that takes place in Surah Maida is with regards to the performance of wudu and the performance of tayammum. Wudu is a very great gift that has been given to the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is through by virtue of this wudu that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recognize his ummatis on the day of Qiyamah with their faces and their hands and their feet shining by virtue of this wudu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recognize his ummatis by this. And this is a distinction, especially for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wudu is a very, very important factor and a very important part and parcel of our lives that we take very lightly at times. A person may be a musalli in the first saf for many years of his life, 40 years, 30 years, 50 years, but his namaz is not done. He's promptly coming, joining the jamaat from the takbir ula, but his salah may be incomplete. Why? Because his wudu may be incomplete. Many times you find a person is making wudu, but he's not fulfilling the faraiz, not completing the faraiz correctly. He's washing his arms, he's falling short of his elbow, he's just washing till mid-arm or just thereabout. Or when he's washing his face, for example, he's not washing the entire prescribed amount, which is farz in wudu, etc. So it is very important that a person, at whatever age he may be, he learns and he practices and he perfects his wudu. Alhamdulillah, here we in Springo Beach, we have many, many ulama, many learned people that we can go to and seek help from. Because our wudu is not correct, our salah is not correct. If you're performing janazah salah, that is not correct. If you're performing Eid salah, that is not correct. Our tilawat of the Quran Sharif, or touching our Quran Sharif, etc., that will also be, or will be falling short if our wudu is not correct. So it is very, very important part of our lives that whatever age we may be, We shouldn't feel shy. We should learn these things, the basic tenets, learning the basics of wudu, basics of ghusl, basics of salah, etc., so that we can always perfect ourselves and improve. There is no limit to an age where a person can learn. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.